There's an old saying in Hollywood, those who can't write or direct, produce. Hence, producer Jason Blum. I knew at an early age that I wanted to work in the movie business, but writing and directing are not my thing. So I learned how to support writers and directors by building the right environment in which they can thrive. That is what we try to do at Blumhouse in film, television, and now books. Whenever I'm meeting with a new filmmaker, I always say the same thing. I can't promise you a hit movie, but I can promise you that it will be your movie. At Blumhouse, we call it relinquishing creative control. To ensure directors get that freedom, we keep the budgets low. Sometimes those compromises can be frustrating, but oftentimes they inspire ingenuity and creativity, as when James Wan created a ghoul merely by putting a gas mask on a puppet in Insidious, or when Scott Derrickson had a ghost in a paused video turn his head ever so slightly in Sinister, or when Oren Peli attached a harness to Katie Featherston and yanked her out of bed in Paranormal Activity. In Hollywood, people who make horror movies are outsiders. We operate, to a large degree, outside the traditional system. As a result, an incredible community has grown, filled with some of the most talented storytellers around. We all know one another, and we all help one another out. We want one another to succeed simply for the love of all things scary. This incredible sense of community is what we wanted to replicate and build on in the anthology you are now listening to. Growing up, I read all the classic horror stories and later many of the great horror novels. My current scary reading obsession is true crime. So it was a thrill to fulfill a longtime dream and invite some of today's most powerful storytellers to contribute to the Blumhouse Book of Nightmares, The Haunted City. They were given only two guidelines. Let it take place in a city and enjoy no other creative constraints whatsoever. When I first started approaching the creators, I joked that this is the first project I've done where they didn't have to worry about going over budget. They could write as big or as small as they liked, and that is what they did. I hope you enjoy their work as much as I have, but you just might want to avoid doing that at bedtime. They say movies are the shared dreams of the audience. That's why they have to be experienced in the dark. Well, when you turn off the light, these stories may cause nightmares, and there'll be no one there with you in the audience to share it. Sleep tight.